Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, William Gladstone back with us, best-selling author, literary agent, publisher, filmmaker, philanthropist. He holds degrees from Harvard University and Yale University, where he has studied medical anthropology. He's worked with some of the most influential authors of our time, including Deepak Chopra, Eckhart Tolle, Neil Donald Walsh, and has also produced a television series and is the co-producer of the very critically acclaimed film Tapping the Source, and his latest book is called Miracle Soul Healer, documenting a legend. William, welcome to the program. How have you been? It's been 9 years.
I know, George. It's just so wonderful. I don't know if you even remember when we did the Tapping the Source film. You were so gracious. You had me on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You provided a wonderful blurb for the DVD. We don't even do DVDs anymore. I did want all your listeners who didn't get a chance because it was, you know, more than 10 years ago. We have a website, and for this week only, we revised the film and updated it, and anyone listening should go to your website and see the link, and they can have a free download of our film,
because they're just excellent.
Grateful to you. Really made a difference. And the film is directly related to my newest book, Miracle Soul Healer, Documenting a Legend, which I also wrote an earlier edition of about 15 years ago. At the time, I created the Tapping the Source film, I did not know Dr. and Master Shah. And it was just amazing when I met him that he was explaining the Tao. And for the Chinese culture, the Tao is the source. And it was such a wonderful parallel between what he was doing that I decided to do a study, because with my degree in medical anthropology, I couldn't believe the results. Not only was he doing miracle soul healings, but he was training other people, and they were having similar results. So I really investigated, and I was totally amazed. I mean, I've studied other miracle healers, John of God, but I've never met anyone like Master Shah, who is able to do everything remotely and able to train others. And my own family has benefited. I have a daughter who broke her ankle or severely sprained it just before her wedding. Master Shah provided remote calligraphy. This is the other thing that amazed me. He now heals using calligraphy. She traced it for 3 days. She'd been told by her doctors she wouldn't be able to even walk down the aisle for her wedding. Not only did she walk down the aisle, she danced till 4 a.m. I've had minor things. I golf a lot, and I got golfer's elbow before a major tournament. He did the same thing for me, and I won the tournament. Not because of the calligraphy. I played well that week, but I wouldn't have been able to play at all. But more serious things also. I have a stepdaughter who was diagnosed with fourth-degree breast cancer, fourth stage. The doctors scheduled the surgery. She received some blessings from Master Shah, including calligraphy that she traced. When she went in for the operation, they couldn't find the cancer at all. And this is now 8 years later. Wow. And all of these incidents inspired me to do more research. And I've now interviewed dozens of people, including quite recently major celebrities who have had healings with Dr. Master Shah, most of which, miraculously, he now puts into calligraphy. So this is all documented in the book Miracle Soul Healer. It's available on Amazon. It's available in bookstores as well. But right now, with the supply chain issues, you're best off just getting it from Amazon. But it's really remarkable. And he's one of the most generous human beings I've ever met. He really is nonstop teaching. And we give a free course. I host it every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We're going to take the last course for this year will be on Monday, but then we'll start up again the first Monday in January on the Tao Te Ching, which is the book written 2,500 years ago by Lao Tzu, which explains the Tao, which is so parallel with what we learned about the source. And this is where the miracles come from. Reality is not exactly what we've learned in school. When you start talking about the Tao and where this information came from, and I don't know if you recall, I also had the experience of going around the world for Rod Serling producing
right.
In Search of Ancient Mysteries.
Exactly.
And I think that there is a connection because the reality level that we're living at is not the deepest reality level. And it is clear to me that there is, at minimum, telepathic communication that goes on in other dimensions, and that there's access to information in other dimensions that is responsible for these miracle soul healings. Because my focus as a scientist, once I was able to document that these are real, is still trying to figure out the mechanism. How does it actually work? And I haven't figured it out yet, but that's the path I'm on. And there's some good information in the book that suggests, you know, it does have to do with what Lao Tzu is talking about in terms of the Tao. I was just having this conversation with a scientist this morning. Well, what was before the Big Bang? We can understand from the time of the Big Bang.
The greatest question.
Something before the Big Bang.
Yep.
And only when you start talking about the Tao do you start to have a concept, very difficult to grasp, of how the reality that we live in on a very large level is total illusion. Because the Tao, whatever created the Big Bang, existed before the Big Bang and will exist after. As some scientists predict, there's going to be this tremendous sort of everything's going to disappear again. But if it does, it'll reappear because there is no time or space in the limited way that we as human beings experience it. We're living in, you could call it the video game, you could call it whatever you want, and it's real for us.
The Matrix.
We can ignore, you know, sensible, you know, things that we need to do in the physical world. But there's a world that goes beyond the physical, and when we have miracle healings, we're accessing those other dimensions.
How did you, William, come across Master Shah?
It was actually through a PR agent who called me, good friend Rick Fishman. He may have been on your show. He represented Jack Canfield and a lot of other authors that I've worked with.
And Chicken Soup.
And I had never heard of Dr. Shah. And he said, he's written several New York Times bestsellers, but he wants an agent. And I said, well, I don't think he needs an agent, you know, but I'll talk to him. And, you know, I looked at his contract. It was a great contract. And he said, no, because he called me. It was 9 p.m. On a Sunday night when we finally connected. And we talked for like 3 hours. He was so interested in every detail. And he finally told me, well, the reason I want you as my agent is you did all those For Dummies books. And even though Simon & Schuster has sold a lot of books, I want to sell millions of books, not hundreds of thousands of books. And I said, well, I can't guarantee that, but I'm very happy to take you on as a client. And so that's how we started, and we became very good friends. We had a lot of success with his first books, and that just has continued, and the relationship has just grown closer and closer.
Fantastic.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what is so unique about his abilities that other people don't have?
Well, that's what, I mean, there are other healers, though I don't think, and you know, I represent Kimberly Meredith. I think she was on your show.
Yes.
Recently. She's a fantastic healer. And, you know, her Awakening to the Fifth Dimension book explains how she operates.
Mm-hmm.
Master Shah, though, has an extraordinary ability not just to heal you, but to put his healing into these calligraphies that he's doing so that you actually can heal yourself. Once he gives the blessing in the calligraphy, you trace it. And this is how, you know,
What do you mean you trace it, Bill?
You trace it. You can either trace it, and when I say trace it, you just move your hand to recreate the energetic pattern. Because when Master Shah creates a calligraphy, he's kind of in a semi-trance state. You don't see anything. I mean, he's alert, but he's accessing an energy that is from a different dimension. And that energy stays in the calligraphy. It is the closest we can get to Tao. And so you can either trace it with your hand and recreate it, or even better, if you get a large calligraphy, you can put it on a wall, which I fortunately am able to do. And then what you actually do is it's almost like a dance. You trace it with your abdomen following the sequence of the calligraphy. And each calligraphy is done for your specific condition. So if, you know, you're trying to cure a cancer, or if you're trying to cure, you know, another illness, heart, whatever it might be.
Kidneys, you name it.
Yeah. And so this, to me, no one does this except Master Shah. And I that's why, you know, the original book was Miracle Soul Healer Exploring a Mystery, because it was just a mystery. Now, I'm so blown away, it's documenting a legend. Because, I represent the Napoleon Hill Foundation. I've worked with the Edgar Cayce Foundation. Master Shah is going to be considered in the same breath with these semi-immortals in their fields. No one is going to surpass Master Shah in terms of his impact on not just healing people, but training others. He has 7,000 students.
That's amazing.
Healers who are now healing others.
It's an army of people.
What he's doing is just remarkable.
Does he baffle doctors, the medical profession?
There's many medical doctors who actually work with him. He doesn't ever say you shouldn't go to your doctor. And in fact, when people have gone into surgeries, he sends blessings so that the doctors will have their best day of performance.
Right.
He believes in traditional medicine. He has a degree from China's foremost Western medical university. So he is a medical doctor, but he also studied Tai Chi, Qigong, the Tao, and acupuncture. The Chinese government actually wanted to give him his own hospital just for acupuncture. He was so renowned, particularly in healing deafness, just through acupuncture. And I saw a clip when he was in India. A famous Bollywood actress had been deaf for 20 years, and he cured her in less than 20 minutes. And at that time, he was using acupuncture, and she, you know, several years later, she was still, you know, able to hear. So it's really an extraordinary situation, because he's not limited in any way. And if there's something new, he'll explore it. I don't think there's anything really new he's going to do, but he's gone beyond even the calligraphy now. He's putting his energy into Tao water. He's doing Tao song. His chanting, to me, it sounds very American Indian when he sings. But there's healing energy in everything he does. So, you know, it's like every one of us is different, and we're going to respond in a different way. So he's created all these different modalities, so you don't have to, you know, if you're not a visual person and the calligraphy isn't, you know, resonating with you, well, try the water or try the, you know, just listening to his singing.
How did he learn this or get this ability?
Well, I think it's a combination. I think that he was born very gifted. He, you know, his father was a manager of a mine in China, and he did not have any special training other than what he sought in China. And that this was the time of Mao. It was, you know, not a time of privilege. So he grew up.
It still isn't over there, is it?
No. And what's going on today with this COVID and the shutdown and
oh my God,
you know, yeah. It's disaster. But Master Shah has told me, and this is in the book, The Miracle Soul Healer book, how he started his life. As a young boy, 6 years old, he was walking by the river, and a woman was coughing, was very ill, and he wanted to heal her. And so from the age of six, he wanted to explore all these healing modalities.
Wow.
And I think it was his family or extended family, I think there was an herbalist, so he started studying herbs. But when he was 8 years old, he was in the park, and he noticed this Tai Chi master. And he went up to the Tai Chi master, and he said, "Can you teach me Tai Chi?" And he looked at him, and he was a scrawny little eight-year-old, and he said, "No, you're not ready for this." He went back every day for 5 days and said, "Please, please, I must learn Tai Chi. I must learn Tai Chi." So finally, the master...
He broke down, huh?
Broke down and said, "Okay, as long as it's okay with your parents, I'll teach you." Anyway, he's a very determined, very disciplined human being and very intelligent human being. So, you know, he's not afraid to try new things. He has, once he got going, you know, been able to meet with the best of the best in every field, whether it's the medical field that we in the West, you know, appreciate, or whether it's the Chinese herbalist or the Chinese acupuncturist. But he has a winning personality, and he's such a loving and gentle human being that it's very hard to say no to him.
Give us an example, William, on his work. I can cite some case how he would work, or if there's a real case you want to share with us.
Yeah, no, you know, one of the most significant cases really was my stepdaughter, when, you know, she was told she had, you know, fourth-stage cancer, it was bleak, you know.
Oh, my God, in five-stage, you're ready to go, right?
Yeah, and so, you know, we were very concerned, and my wife, you know, and I are good friends with Master Shah, so we said, you know, is there something you can do to help? He said, yes, and so he did two things. One, he created a calligraphy for her, but he also created a tape with his chants, And we sent them to our daughter, and she traced and she also listened. And as Master Shah says, I can do half, but it's really you're healing yourself. You have to participate. This isn't passive. It's not like you lie on a table and I do voodoo and boom, you're healed. What has to happen is you have to participate in the healing. And so it's not without effort. She traced and listened at least half an hour a day, sometimes an hour a day, for several months. And that was part of the healing. Now, it is possible in some cases, for example, Queen Diambi, who's also another client, she's the actual queen of the Congo in Africa, wonderful woman who I know you're going to want to have on your show. Anyway, her father, who's probably in his 80s, fell into a coma recently. And she called Master Shah and said, is there anything you can do? And Master Shah sent a remote blessing. And this is a coma that he was in Africa, and I don't know all the details of exactly what the coma was, but I was told by Queen Diambi that the doctors had said, many people never come out of this coma, and if they do, it usually takes 3 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
After the blessing, he came out of the coma in 2 hours.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
remarkable.
That's the thing. That's why we have to call them miracles. I actually started investigating miracles when I was at Harvard University, because majoring in medical anthropology, there have been reports of miracles in many different cultures throughout, history.
Well, but in this case, William, the guy in the coma couldn't do anything for himself.
He didn't do anything. He just received the blessing.
He received the blessing. Yeah. And how long is the blessing last?
It can be as little as 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
My gosh.
It can be that fast.
And it's a combination of chanting and singing and what?
Each situation is in the moment, so I can't tell you. It's different for every single situation. But the ones that I've experienced firsthand have been a combination of speaking, at the end of which he goes, transmission, and the energy, you can feel when he says that, the energy flowing. But whenever possible today, he feels if you're not, in a coma and you can actually trace the calligraphy is the most effective in long term. And what he likes to say is it's not just about healing you, but it's about giving you rejuvenation and, good health for the rest of your life.
Right.
So it's not a one-time thing. That's why the calligraphy endures. When he does, like this blessing for Queen Diambi's father, that was a specific blessing just to get him out of this coma. But, hopefully there'll be ongoing communication and, more involved treatment of, through the calligraphy or through song.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like $1 million,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.